Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5, the residents, Chapter 18, the residents of Jambudvipa offer prayers, text 12. Yas yasti bhaktir bhagavati akinchana sarvair gunais tatra samasate suraha harav abhaktasya kuto mahad guna Mano Raitena Sati Davato Bahi Yes Yasti Bhaktir Bhagavatya Kinshana Sarvai Gunais Tatra Samasate Suraha Harava Bhaktasya Kuto Mahadguna Mano rate nasati davato bahi. Yes, yasti bhaktir bhagavatya kinchana. Sarvai granai statra samasate suraha. Harava bhaktasya kuto mahadguna. Mano rate nasati davato bahi. Yes, yasti bhaktir bhagavatya kinshana. Sarvarganai statra samasate suha. Harava bhaktasya kuto mahadguna. Mano rate nasati davato bahi. Yasyasti bhaktir bhagavatya kinshana. Yastatra samasate gura. Anasya gura mahanguna. Tavate nasati davato bihi. Yasyasti bhaktir bhagavatya kinshana. Satcha samasate sura Abhaktasya kumanyuna Aratenasati davato bihi. Vaishnavis, Asyasti bhaktir bhagavati kinshana Vaikanais tatra samasate suram. Akasya gomamana. Vasati tabato bihi. Yes, Shrestha Bhaktya Bhagavata Kinsana. I gana satcha samasa jesara. Bhagavata se kama. Yes, yes, the Bhaktir Bhagavati Kinshana. Avargana Satra Samasate Sura. Arava Bhaktasya Katama Guna. Mano Ratena Sati Davato Bahi. Yasya, of whom? Asti, there is. Bhaktihi, devotional service. Bhagavati, to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Akinchana, without any motive. Sarvahai, with all. Gunahai, good qualities. Tatra, there. In that person. Samasate, reside. Suraha, all the demigods. Harau, under the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Abhaktasya, of a person who is not devoted. Kutaha, where? Mahadgunaha, good qualities. Manoratena, by mental speculation. Asati, in the temporary material world. Davataha, who is running. Bahihi, outside. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. Please repeat. All the demigods and their exalted qualities, such as religion, knowledge, and renunciation, become manifest in the body of one who has developed unalloyed devotion for the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vasudeva. On the other hand, a person devoid of devotional service and engaged in material activities has no good qualities. Even if he is adept at the practice of mystic yoga or the honest endeavor of maintaining his family and relatives, he must be driven by his own mental speculations and must engage in the service of the Lord's external energy. How can there be any good qualities in such a man? Purport. As explained in the next verse, Krishna is the original source of all living entities. This is confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita 15.7, where Krishna says, Mamaivamso jivaloke jivabhuta sanatana manasastan indriyani prakritishtani karshati. The living entities in this conditioned world are my eternal fragmental parts. Due to conditioned life, they are struggling very hard with the six senses, which include the mind. All living entities are part and parcel of Krishna, and therefore, when they revive their original Krishna consciousness, they possess all the good qualities of Krishna in a small quantity. When one engages himself in the nine processes of devotional service, Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishno, Smaranam, Padasevanam, Archanam, Vandanam, Dasyam, Sakyam, Atmanivedanam, one's heart becomes purified and he immediately understands his relationship with Krishna. He then revives his original quality of Krishna consciousness. In the Adi Lila of Chaitanya Charitamrita, chapter 8, there's a description of some of the qualities of devotees. For example, Sri Pandit Haridas is described as being very well behaved, tolerant, peaceful, magnanimous, and grave. In addition, he spoke very sweetly. His endeavors were very pleasing. He was always patient. He respected everyone. He always worked for everyone's benefit, and his mind was free from duplicity, and he was completely devoid of all malicious activities. These are all originally qualities of Krishna, and when one becomes a devotee, they automatically become manifest. Sri Krishnadas Kaviraj, the author of Chaitanya Charitamrita, says that all good qualities become manifest in the body of a Vaishnava, and that only by the presence of these good qualities can one distinguish a Vaishnava from a non-Vaishnava. Krishnadas Kaviraj lists the following 26 good qualities of a Vaishnava. 1. He is very kind to everyone. 2. He does not make anyone his enemy. 3. He is truthful. 4. He is equal to everyone. 5. No one can find any fault in him. 6. He is magnanimous. 7. He is mild. 8. He is always clean. 9. He is without possessions. 10. He works for everyone's benefit. 11. He is very peaceful. 12. He is always surrendered to Krishna. 13. He has no material desires. 14. He is very meek. 15. He is steady. 16. He controls his senses. 17. He does not eat more than required. 18. He is not influenced by the Lord's illusory energy. 19. He offers respect to everyone. 20. He does not desire any respect for himself. 21. He is very grave. 22. He is merciful. 23. He is friendly. 24. He is poetic. 25. He is expert. 26. He is silent. Om Jnana Timurandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshuran Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasudhi Gaur Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. This verse is often quoted, you know, by Srila Prabhupada and his other purports in his lectures, conversations, etc. So now we can see where this verse comes from, the fifth canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, this chapter about the residents of Javadweep offering prayers. So this verse translation is also very interesting because it shows the nature of devotional translation. Srila Prabhupada does give in his synonyms a word-for-word, you know, translation, but in the actual translation itself, you know, he goes a little bit beyond the word-for-word and explains what those words actually mean. You know, so it's not a strictly literal translation, in the normal sense of the word, but it is literal in the sense of Srila Prabhupada giving to, you know, his Western audience the intended meaning of the verse, you know, what the author intended, you know, when he wrote those words. So it's a very good example of Srila Prabhupada's translation style. And then there is the purport. So Srila Prabhupada quoted this verse many, many times to say that if someone is a devotee, they will automatically, in the process of devotional service, develop the good qualities that are mentioned here. These will automatically become developed. Whereas, and these are real qualities as opposed to the qualities sometimes displayed by materialists or non-devotees. You know, sometimes it appears that non-devotees, materialists, have many of these qualities that are listed here, like they appear to be very expert at many things. They may be, you know, poetic in a mundane sense. They may have many of these qualities that are listed here, but they're simply perverted reflections of the original spiritual qualities that the devotees develop. And in his, you know, translation, Srila Prabhupada makes it clear why these apparent good qualities in materialists and non-devotees are not really a sign of the person being, you know, good or developed in the transcendental sense of the word. You know, as Srila Prabhupada says in the translation here, even if he is adept in the practice of mystic yoga or the honest endeavor of maintaining his family and relatives, he must be driven by his own mental speculations and must engage in the service of the Lord's external energy. How can there be any good qualities in such a man? So that means, you know, if your apparent good qualities are just leading you more and more deeply into material entanglement, if your so-called good qualities are leading to more and more births in the material world, in bodies that may or may not be human, then those so-called good qualities really aren't good. Because if you really had good qualities, you'd be making advancement towards the ultimate goal of life, going back home, back to Godhead, getting freed of contact with the material energy. Janma mrityu jara vyadhi dukkha dosha anudarshanam. An intelligent person will see that to be caught in the cycle of birth, death, old age, and disease is not really good. Yet to have, even to have a nice position in the material world is not good. It's like being a first-class prisoner in the prison house. You know, there may be so many different types of prisoners, but they're all in the prison house. They're all being punished. So the so-called good qualities of a non-devotee and materialist are not really good qualities in the ultimate sense of the word, because really good qualities will be taking one back home, back to Godhead, and by the influence of such a person, others will also go on the path back home, back to Godhead. And that's the actual measure of what good qualities actually are. It's also the measure of what a good government is. You know, the measure of a good government is how many of the citizens are going back home, back to Godhead. You know, that's the actual statistic, not the gross national product, not, you know, the income level of the people, how many highways and shopping centers and things do they have. That is not the actual measure of a good government. You know, the measure of a good government is how many of the people, how many of the citizens are going back home, back to Godhead, or making progress towards that goal. Otherwise, what other goal, if one has some other goal other than going, you know, back home, back to Godhead, and helping others go back home, back to Godhead, that is, it's all just mental concoction. Mano retenasati davato bahi. The mind is simply becoming attached to the asat. The sat is what is ultimately real. And what is ultimately real is the spirit soul, the supreme spirit soul, Krishna, the supreme spiritual abode. That is what is ultimately real. And the activity of devotional service, that is ultimately real. Anything else is not ultimately real. It is asat. It is temporary. It is illusory in the sense of being temporary. So anyone who has any other goal than going back home, back to Godhead, anyone who has any other goal than pure devotional service to Krishna, because you could say, yes, there are pure devotees who aren't so much concerned with liberation, the Vaishnava kinds of liberation, but they just want to serve Krishna wherever it may be. You know, in heaven, heavenly planets, hellish planets, earthly planets, the spiritual world, that's, of course, that's there. So anyone who has any other goal than pure devotional service under the Supreme Personality of Godhead is to one extent or another pursuing the asat. That means the mind, the uncontrolled mind, is attracted to the asat. And even though one may be developing so-called, you know, good qualities, they aren't really in the ultimate sense good qualities. One may be a very polished aristocrat, very expert in so many things, expert in politics, expert in science, expert in poetry and music, but that culture, those so-called good qualities, are leading that person and those who associate with that person or who admire that person deeper and deeper into material entanglement. So they're not actually good qualities. So for the devotees, they actually develop these good qualities in the absolute sense in the process of devotional service. And it may take some time because we're not starting from a platform of pure devotional service. So it may take time for all of these qualities to develop in their full form in our personalities. So therefore, it's good to study them and see what they actually are. And then we can observe in our practice of devotional service how these things, how these qualities are either developing or not developing. You know, we can see. We can measure our, you know, progress in devotional service by seeing how we are, you know, developing these qualities. But the way that they will develop is by, you know, the practice of devotional service. They will automatically develop. So does anybody have any comments or questions about the good qualities? Yes.
And from spiritual grounds, that sounds very compassionate, delivering the message like that. On the other side, you have other people who are very, you can say, also compassionate, and they, in a very flowery, eloquent way, describe something about life. And it might be necessarily very, too orthodox. But to them, that person may appear more appealing, and for them, that person is more compassionate. So how would you recommend for someone, let's say like us, to deliver the message to the people without being too harshly or without being too compromising?
Well, in this list of qualities, there's number 25. It says the devotee is expert. So it also says he is truthful. And he works for everyone's benefit. So if one has these qualities, he'll know, you know, when to present, say, for example, a very good description of the bad qualities of the material world, you could say like that. But he'll also, at the same time, be able to encourage the person to take up, you know, the practice of devotional service. So that requires some, you know, expertise. We want to present the truth, but we want to present it, you know, palatably. So, you know, this does require, you know, some expertise how to do it. Of course, each case is individual and distinct, you know, to know, you know, how to present things to a person in such a way that it will help them advance in Krishna consciousness. So if by, you know, describing the unpleasant features of the material world, it helps, you know, that person advance in Krishna consciousness, then, you know, that's a good point. I know when I first started on the path of Krishna consciousness, you know, I'd gotten a Bhagavad Gita at a rock concert, and then I'd written off to the BBT, you know, for more things. And among the things I ordered were tapes of Srila Prabhupada's lectures and morning walks. And, you know, I remember receiving them and putting them into the little tape recorder and listening, and it was shocking, you know, what I was hearing. There were some very harsh criticisms of, you know, the material world, the, you know, different personalities that I had come to respect, scientists, politicians, Gandhi, things like this. And, you know, Srila Prabhupada was saying some very heavy things about them. But it was like a wake-up call for me, and I felt encouraged, you know, to take up, you know, the path of Krishna consciousness. Because I could see this personality was telling the truth. And he wasn't just like some angry person. Because there were so many protesters, you know, who were saying bad things about the government and, you know, bad things about but I could sense that this was something different. And I'd actually followed, you know, some of the, you know, the protesters and things like that who were criticizing the government. I found it really didn't help me at all. It just made me feel worse. Didn't result in any solution. But the way that, you know, Srila Prabhupada was criticizing, he was criticizing from a higher platform. And the alternative he was offering was, you know, not one of simple, you know, opposition, but, you know, a positive program for spiritual advancement. So I felt, you know, encouraged, you know, by that. So, and he also would present a very wonderful picture of Krishna consciousness. You know, God is this 16-year-old boy with his girlfriend Krishna and Radha. You know, it's a very attractive picture as well. But he was saying, he was also very, you know, careful to explain, this is not, you know, sentimentality. This is not, you know, the Radha Krishna affairs are not exactly like, you know, the affairs of a boy and girl in this material world. To understand them, you know, you have to make sacrifices and things like that. So, if we carefully study the how a pure devotee like Srila Prabhupada presents, you know, Krishna consciousness, then we can learn a little bit ourselves, you know, how to display, you know, how to present Krishna consciousness ourselves. Anything else?
Can we say then that only then to the degree to we really follow everything what Srila Prabhupada gave us to, you know, put in a practice devotional service, to discharge devotional service to that degree, we can have all these good qualities. Otherwise, if we don't discharge, you mentioned, if you have to discharge devotional service properly, the devotion quality will come. If you don't discharge, you know, come to Mogaratik, you know, study scriptures and all this which Srila Prabhupada gave, quality will not come. Can you say that?
Is your question is?
My question is, you have to, do you have to discharge devotional service very properly to develop this quality? Otherwise, something
yeah,
like this.
Yes, that's the message here, that one has to, you know, properly execute the principles of devotional service, and then these good qualities will develop. But as I was mentioning, we're not starting out from the platform of being pure devotees. It's a gradual process. So it may take time for these good qualities to develop in their full form. Okay, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.